Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laszlofy.
My country, right or wrong? I know some Americans who are having a hard time this 4th of July, with the Supreme Court having just made such a historic error which put our country on the wrong side of God's word. The 4th of July feels somehow different for some. Perhaps there are those listening to this broadcast who are deeply discouraged that our nation has redefined marriage away from what God says that it is. Perhaps there are some who find it harder this 4th of July to sing God shed his grace on thee. Perhaps encouraging God to stand beside her and guide her is harder. Maybe today there are some listeners who even struggle with the fourth verse of our national anthem, written during the War of 1812, which says, "And this be our motto, in God is our trust." For those listeners, I have some good news. We live in a great and resilient nation. Our nation was founded by men called forth by God for that specific purpose. This country was forged for the very purpose of enduring trials, often trials of our own making. When we began, the unchristian evil of slavery was written into our Constitution by American hands, yet our nation rose above it. That same Constitution did not allow women to vote, yet once again, our nation rose above it. As a nation, we make mistakes. America's made of human beings, after all, and we live in a fallen world, but that does not make America a mistake. This great nation has survived tragic court decisions before and will survive this one too. And so we remember when we sing God Bless America that it's not just a prayer that God stand beside her and guide her. That famous verse concludes with words that mean more today than they have for most of our lives. God bless America, stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. The decision to redefine marriage has given me much to pray about this week. Like you, I'm sad to see my country do something so wrong. But with you, I'm determined to help my country make things right. Tomorrow, the 4th of July, we celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence. It's the document that created the United States as a separate country. It's also a document that contains the truth that the secular left fears. Our rights come only from our Creator. The Supreme Court cannot create new rights, nor can the government. Five unelected people cannot change the fundamental character of a nation founded by an appeal to God, any more than they can change the fundamental character of an institution created by God. Tomorrow we celebrate the Declaration of Independence. In that famous document that created our nation, the founders appealed to the supreme judge of the world. They declared themselves reliant on divine providence. So too may we. In this America of the 21st century, every one of us should place our trust, just as the founders did, in divine providence. We should trust that we certainly are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, and we should use those rights every day to advocate for a better America. There is no better way to celebrate the 4th. Most of all, this 4th of July, we should not fear to say, sing, and pray what our countrymen have for generations. God bless America, because I'm confident that He will. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszlofy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.